This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. And if you are going to be going to Walt Disney World, you got little ones. If you don't have little ones, you've got little ones, you're going to be carrying strollers to the airport. It's a pain. Don't do it. There's a simple solution, and I use it every time I travel.
Tell us about that solution.
This isn't
Logan.
Just like me like doing one of those ads. Like, I love to shave. Don't you guys shave? And you look at me, I have
old
a giant
beardo.
Beard.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I use this company every time I go to Walt Disney World to get a stroller. It's Kingdom Strollers. You can go to their website, kingdomstrollers.com. They bring them straight to you, whether you're staying on property or off property, whether you're staying at a house or a hotel. They'll drop them at the guest service station or at the bell stand often, and you just bring it right back there, take it with you. Great company. Loved working with them over the years, especially now that I got a bunch of little kids. I'm renting usually a double and a single. They got those city mini strollers. If you guys have never had those city mini strollers, they blow your mind. Say you got like a four-year-old like I do too, when you're like, he's not going to want to be in a stroller. They have these like Mondo strollers. Like,
is that the brand name, or are you talking about the juice?
No, they're neither. They're like city minis, but they're city mini like extra large. They're kind of like Wally machines, but in a great way, because they fit your kid, even their four kids. Look,
I don't know
around,
if I want to encourage my kid to be a Wally.
Well, if you're walking around Disney World, you're going to be sweating. Your kid's not going to be able to handle it. This is a great way to conserve energy. Check them out. Rates are really competitive. Not even competitive. Rates are just really great. If you want to get one of these strollers delivered straight to you, you don't have to worry about it. It's so little stress. You're going to be shocked about this, and you're going to go, why have I not been renting strollers every time? But these city minis, man, they're just one-handed. You can open and close them. It's awesome.
Go green by saving energy and renting a stroller.
And they're awesome. They've been
Kingdom Strollers.
They were sponsored with us earlier this year, but they'll be with us at least all month. And you can go to their website. It's at kingdomstrollers.com. Let them know you heard about it right here on WDW Today. It helps us out a lot. Again, kingdomstrollers.com. Maybe you don't even have a kid. You just want a stroller.
All you got to do is not pack your stroller.
That's right. At kingdomstrollers.com. And now, on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, November 2nd. We're into November now, episode 1537 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
Terry just got back from a trip again.
Wait a second.
Didn't we just say
like
that?
I feel like we say that every couple weeks. In a few months.
Yeah, I feel like every other show is Terry's trip report, but we're going to do it again.
He went to Disney, then he went on a cruise, then he went with us, then he went back to Disney.
I didn't go before the cruise.
Pretty sure you did.
I mean, within what? 3 months?
Yeah.
Well, in January.
Okay,
you
had a lot back to back.
I thought you went like.
And you're going
summer.
Again in how long? What's the countdown?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Let that soak in, folks.
Shut it down, folks.
Don't ever say Will and I are the elitists here. Terry's the one that goes on 20-day cruises, takes 3 trips a while. But you did some stuff you didn't get to do. Last time really was a work trip. We had a little in the park, but we were pretty busy with our event. Which, by the way, new photos are up. If you want to see what photos look like from that event, they're going to be up on our social media this week to make sure they look awesome. Thanks to our photographer friend who came out and shot some really great photos. We look all pretty. But you went to Walt Disney World. It's also, if you're listening to this, we're like 6 days away from the election. So what that means is the Hall of Presidents will be decided. The most important thing, the Hall of Presidents will be decided within the next 7 days.
Right.
Big news.
What? You
the
have
Hall
big
of Presidents.
Hall of Presidents big news. I thought you were about to tell me something. I got big news. Big news for you, fellas. I'm leaving. I'm joining another show. No. Well, that's good.
That's good. I'm staying. I like you guys.
That's nice. We do have new shirts. WDWtoday.com. There's a link to shirts. People are asking for just WDW Today logo shirts. So they're up there right now. They're pretty cool. They kind of are, if you see the cover of your podcast logo, it's that, but the Florida flag is a little bit bigger and the orange juice sign is a little bit bigger. So it looks more, I don't know, it's probably our classiest shirt.
Yeah,
it's not quite the adult web shirt, not quite the 5 o'clock or 3 o'clock shower. It's it's a little bit more just our logo, so it's nice. I like it. I ordered one for me.
It's a shirt for the elitists.
I got it in orange. So
you got an orange?
Yeah,
not as classy.
Well, it does have like Florida. It looks vintage Florida, and I kind of weathered it. Check it out.
Like
you can go to the website.
Faded orange, or are we talking like Tennessee orange?
I went Texas orange. I think is one of the choices.
Burnt.
So you can find some other options. Tons of different things, from hoodies, t-shirts, whatever it is. And
what's that website again?
That's at wdwtoday.com. If you want to go directly to it, it's just adultwhip.com, and that takes you to our store. So, Terry, you got back from Walt Disney World.
So I wasn't really in town to go to Walt Disney World. I was in town for a conference over by the convention center.
Never excuse.
I seem to have been getting photos and Facebook
text
updates.
Messages.
Yeah. So I arrived last Tuesday. Uh-huh. And spent the afternoon at Food and Wine,
okay,
and evening, and then I didn't go again until Friday for a couple hours, and then Sunday night for a couple hours. So
which day did you go to Animal Kingdom?
Friday morning.
And you did go to Universal for a little bit.
I thought you were waiting to get into Tiffin's Lounge. That's not a morning activity, Terry.
No, I didn't go to Tiffin's. I never didn't make it to Tiffin's.
You put up Facebook status update.
You're a liar, Terry.
Did I say that I was going to Tiffin's?
You said you're going to Tiffin's while...
When you were at the...
What Would Will Do?
Yeah, when you were
go see Nemo.
While waiting to get into Tiffin's.
Yeah.
I just didn't make it to Tiffin's.
It's just for your social media. That's all.
I don't remember posting that I was...
Well,
I went to
the lounge.
Because I responded, I'd still be at Epcot.
All right, so let's go through a couple of the days, and let's talk some other stuff too. But chat with me here, Terry. So what'd you do?
I did take Will's advice, and the first thing I did as soon as I got on property was I headed over to Abracadabar. And
now, just to clarify, my advice is not first thing you do when you get on property, go to Abracadabar.
Listen, if this is your first trip to Walt Disney World, what you want to first do is hit up a bar.
Advice was go see Abracadabar and go check it out. I wanted to double check.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like I was getting there at 1 in the morning. I mean, I was getting there at 10 in the morning.
You're getting there at 1 in the morning, I would say.
Yeah.
More appropriate.
Yeah.
You got there at 10 in the morning?
No.
This is
I'm
getting
confused.
Worse. It's getting worse and worse by the minute.
Abracadabar
is getting worse.
Was fantastic. I'll just stay over here and not talk about it.
Sorry, we're landoing over here. Go ahead.
It's fine.
Orlandoing.
I have a shirt that says that.
Orlandoing.
I know. I have a shirt that has Lando in it, and he's like standing in the R over Orlando, so it says Orlando. It was this from Celebration 5. All right, go ahead, Terry.
But I did like Abracadabar.
Yeah.
It was, like Will said, it was the perfect amount of a little bit of kitsch.
Mm-hmm.
It was classy. It was fun. The drink I had was fantastic.
Yeah, I think you had an old fashioned.
Yeah, it was nice.
Nice.
No magic though, right?
No.
Just magic stuff.
A strange attempt from our server to tell bad magic jokes.
See, I just sat at the bar. You were at a table, right?
We were just it was the only thing open was
like
the table.
Like a bar top?
Bar top, yeah.
Yeah, I sat at the bar and talked with the bartender a little bit and just normal conversation, like nothing. And plus, they had just opened, yep, like a few
food,
days.
Food there or just drinks?
Just drinks.
All right, so you did that. That was your first night in. Anything else you do that day?
I did. I did kind of a Food and Wine quick through because I didn't get to do that when we were there last time.
Yeah.
We had a long through and didn't do anything.
Yeah. A few things about Food and Wine. I 100% will stand by my don't ever go on a Saturday to Food and Wine ever for any reason.
Yeah.
This was so much of a better experience. Obviously, as they call it in Florida, fall was kind of there, which meant it was like 80. But it was pleasant at night. I went off the rule books because I did Abracadabra first. So I wanted to start with my favorite Food and Wine thing, which was France, the escargot.
Did you take the International Gateway?
I did. I came in that way. So I felt like France.
Walk? What'd you do?
Hmm?
Did you boat it? You walk it?
I walked it from Abracadabar.
Work off the calories.
So I was ready for my favorite Food and Wine thing, escargot. They had changed it. It's now you get 3 escargot and 1 croissant, which was, I never had that little combination, but that was fun.
What did it used to be?
It used to be little puff pastries with 1 little escargot in them.
Gotcha. So and this then, was, were you having to dig it out of the shell yourself, or they'd already
No, but it was just a little perfectly escargot, just surrounded in bread. So, like, there was no dipping or anything. All that was, but the croissant was nice.
Yeah.
And then we kind of walked to kind of get back to Mexico the right way, so you could start at Mexico, and stopped at the Hawaii booth, and they had there's a Hawaii.
What did you have?
Poi.
Little
poi.
Oh.
What do they call that?
It's a hamburger, pineapple on top, and some Polynesian sauce.
Spam burger.
Spam burger, yes. That was not an option.
What were the options?
I had the tuna poke, or however you say it, poke. That was fantastic.
Pourquoi?
Depends on your where you're from in Hawaii.
Yeah. And then I hit up the...
From the Big Island.
I kind of like that.
The Big Island, they call it Poke. I'm sorry. Why is that funny?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I love it, though.
We're just... And we're only drinking water today on the show, so I don't want people to accuse us of...
Not accurate.
I don't know. Last episode...
Will has coffee.
Last episode, I was slur crazy. I had to apologize. I listened back. I was like, whoa. What happened? It was just, I think, a hard day. I just think it was a hard day. We record this, by the way, folks, at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So don't think this is some like late night, like we all got home and are recording this. We record this in an office during the day. And sometimes it's a hard day at work.
An office that is and also a brewery.
Yeah, that's where we work. So that's why sometimes I'm slurring just because I'm exhausted. And sometimes it's my third hour of radio. So go ahead.
And then my favorite thing, hands down, through all everywhere I stopped, was the lamb chop in Australia. It was absolutely delightful, and it was covered in like a potato kind of gratin-y thing, but with no cheese in it. It was just a little Italian dressing.
Where'd they source their lamb from?
I don't know where they source their lamb from.
I mean,
I don't know. Not,
got to do the research, man.
Yeah, apparently I didn't.
I noticed I didn't ask you where they sourced the
lamb from.
It
got real awkward in here.
Because I don't want to know.
I'm checking my facts here. So, okay, but so Food and Wine goes for a couple more weeks. 14th, I think, believe, is the final date of Food and Wine.
Definitely a few more weeks to catch it.
And did you go see Hanson? You get there?
I'll get there.
Okay, we're just talking here.
Interesting experience with that one.
Do tell. I feel like you set it up.
I'll let him get there. Let's pick it up, though. Come on. Now I'm excited. I want to know where this goes.
So I finally went in, was able to sit down in... La Cava, mm-hmm. which normally a lot of times...
Had you never done that before?
Normally it's just crazy and I'll just go up and
walk
get one to go. And absolutely fantastic experience. Surprisingly, it was pretty empty. And I had a blood orange margarita that was absolutely delightful. And I went kind of to something...
I'm jealous how delightful this is. I feel like everything has been delightful and it's just the opposite of... The experience you guys had the last time.
I know. It was. The whole thing was...
I walked up. I sat down at Cava. There was not 150 people in line.
But I did start with a cocktail in Abracadabar, so that helped set the tone for the walk around the world. Of course, did Donald. The only other thing I had that day was gazpacho and kind of there's a little random like Florida fresh foods.
Yeah, area. Yeah. I think I remember hearing about that.
And then I got to do...
Is that the one that was...
in the outpost?
No, before that, like even closer to the very first.
It's right entrance. There, right there by Mickey's skewering.
Right, grilling. On the grill, and it's got kind of like this patio area. Really cool, actually. We walked through it. We didn't wait in line for anything. But it was one of those things we talked about before, how there weren't enough spaces to eat and like get off to the side. Yeah. They blocked off almost like a little garden area. And there's tables set up and there's like a couple drink stands beyond that are not
this one was the furthest I've ever seen them do a food stand outside of World Showcase.
Right.
Almost all the way to the Coke Pavilion.
Right. Yes. Yeah. It's like
next door
corner too.
Yeah. And so that was and then to end in that night we were only just
keep
there
growing out. All of a sudden Food and Wine takes over Future World.
Fine with that, unless I'm Ellen's. Mallory O'Brien.
Ellen's universe of energy.
Yeah, Team Mallory, unless you're just wanting more crowds.
Right, true. The other thing, I don't know if you went back through, but I don't think we talked about this when we talked about the Food and Wine on that trip report, was that the craft beer pavilion is really cool because it's a great way to get out of the heat. It's over in that kind of abandoned area, and...
Behind Mexico,
to
Mexico in the future.
So you go in there, and they have different stations set up with beer taps, and you can go order, and there's plenty of room to get up. It's real easy to get up and order a beer, but it's also air-conditioned, and they have tables in there, and it's a good way to get out of the heat, which
is what when we were together last time, that's what I used it as a good place to just not sweat for a few minutes.
Yeah, we did a cut through there. It was kind of nice, but...
And so to end our night, we were just there for a few hours, and... was there with a friend, and we went to... I got to do the new Soarin' for the first time.
All right.
Which, we didn't have, like, fast passes, so I was waiting to do a couple of those rides at closing.
What are your thoughts on it?
You know, I was completely prepared to be angry, maybe because you guys lowered my expectations into, you know...
Anger?
Well, no, just because it was disappointed. Like, I was really just bummed out, disappointed. But I thought it was, of course, the elephant scene over the Savannah was fantastic. I felt like the orca scene was like that one, that CGI thing that was just like one too far over.
I felt like the plane was the one too far over when the airplane came and nearly crashed into you.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, okay.
Come on. Where did you sit?
Front row. On the right side, kind of as close to the middle as you can.
Okay.
That's kind of where we were. We were on the second, third of the... So you were as high as you could be.
I had no feet dangling.
Right. We were like second and third row of that. Yeah. So similar views.
Was the curvature of the landmarks an issue for you?
I didn't notice that.
Okay.
But I was also pretty much... three people away from the center of the screen.
Right, but so were we. It was
really noticeable for us.
Really?
Terry was three drinks in, though.
Also true. We were not. We were babysitting.
My child.
Not my child.
Right. I had my son with me, is what it's actually called.
That was
parenting.
Parenting at Disney with Logan and Will.
Yeah, and then...
happy trick-or-treating, too.
That was kind of it. That was kind of it for that day. And then I had conference the next day. And then the next night for dinner, I did go over to the other theme park.
Yes.
Voluntarily.
But no park time, right?
No park time. Just wasn't time. I didn't get over there till unless I wanted to do...
They close early. I mean, Universal Parks historically close early. Even they close early if it's Horror Nights because they'll reopen for Horror Nights. But if even that not, they'll close 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock during the off season.
I went to Emeralds at... the Chop Chop place, and they just kind of walk around City Walk.
Is that in the Royal Pacific?
Royal Pacific, yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty good restaurant. I like the other Royal. Yeah. I like the other Emeralds better, but it's a pretty good one.
I wanted sushi that night. Yeah. I had the night before we had ended, and I tried to get sushi from the quick service in the Polynesian, and I got the sushi, and it was all like the rice was completely dried. You couldn't bite into it, so I needed to solve my sushi drama.
That sounds horrifying.
Yeah,
it was pre-made sushi.
Right? Yeah, it's literally they bring it down from Kona. And it's normally really fresh, but I think I had gotten accidentally a few days.
A few days?
Yeah, like it was... I took one bite and I knew it was...
What kind of sushi was it?
It was like a California roll, so it wasn't...
Okay, so not actual fish in it.
No, exactly.
Or actual fish. White fish. Cooked white fish. There's stuff. That's not... No, but it's not like raw fish. California roll is artificial crab stick.
Yeah.
The old crab stick.
Still gross.
Still gross, but not raw fish that's been festering in dried rice. Yeah.
Oh, Disney. So
the next night was pretty
cool. Logan says, oh, Disney.
Trying to trick people eating 3-day-old sushi.
So the next night was
my
really,
cover band.
Was really cool. We had
three-dog night cover band. Go ahead, Derek.
So the next day of the conference, their closing party was at City Walk. We had closed that. They closed the entire area kind of from the back of Margaritaville all the way up until the end of that one side.
Oh, cool.
So we had access to all those clubs and karaoke and kind of a roaming buffet on the street.
That's awesome.
So that was fun. It was kind of nice to have kind of a... We were greeted right away with when they do private events. We were greeted as soon as we like walked into the central terminal there, and they had signs and special security reserved just for us.
Yeah, they're good at that stuff.
And they literally rolled out the red carpet up the stairs for us to go. It was really cool. It was done really well. And
yeah, Universal thrives on those private event stuff. It's a lot of stuff that Disney can't really physically do anymore just due to size. And Disney still definitely does stuff like that. But Universal is a big part of their business, is private events, whether it's in the park or out of the park.
Yeah,
they do a pretty
great.
Good job with it. Every time I've gone, I've had a really good experience dealing with that. You know, we could say this. We talked about this the other day. Maybe you could see this. When you look at sort of the trajectory of how like downtown Disney from open to, let's say, the end of Pleasure Island, like 10 years ago, whenever that ended, like 2008, like it was a pretty like stark difference. Like it looked like it got worn. City Walk actually looks pretty darn good.
Yeah, it was
like,
looking
like
great.
For being 16, 17 years old now, like 1998, 1999, like, it looks good. Like, it looks pretty new. It's shocking. Like, to me, every time we walk through, I'm like, wow. It has had turnover in new stores and new restaurants. And they've been able to kind of keep that stuff fresh. But even the general, like, just the furnishings and the terminal, it just still looks. Whoever designed that originally did a really good job kind of forecasting how to not make it look dated. And it's just something that's that I like.
It was the first time I'd been to a U.S. theme park and actually gone through airport-style security.
Yep.
Like I experienced in France. So,
what do you feel about that?
I felt great about it.
I love it.
I felt like so much more secure. I felt like they were, especially when I was there, there was two or three people that were trying to bring guns in the Disney parks.
Yeah, exactly.
And so,
and two or three people that got stopped.
Stopped, yes.
It doesn't necessarily mean there was, which tells you what the law of averages kind of tell you.
It doesn't mean they were necessarily planning an attack on Disney. It just means they probably had their concealed weapon.
Yeah, yeah, no.
And they
forgot
they had it. But
so the amount of people that probably do just get through just because it's only randomly selecting.
Right.
Universal benefits hugely on this one fact is that everyone goes through the same way and goes out the same way, other than valet parking or a hotel. And if you go to the Altamira Hotel, you still have to go through that security as you enter City Walk.
So when I entered City Walk, when you get on the boats, because I after dinner, I just Ubered there from where we were, where the convention center area, and you still go through a little, you just no scanner.
Right.
But you still get wanded and
Check your bags.
A pretty exhaustive bag search.
Yeah.
I did, as far as Disney security, I will say this, the bag searches are way more intensive than they used to be.
Oh, yeah. It used to be like, man, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, even compared to the beginning of the year, they were just kind of like, yeah. No, I mean, this was over 60 seconds with a bag.
That's pretty crazy. Now, the obviously huge negative is it makes you wait a lot longer to get things. Now, for Universal, what was great was Horror Nights, usually the line to get through security, because they would do that level of security, at least metal detectors, at the gates. So it would be an insane line at park open. And really, for the first hour or so, and you'd wait 10 to 20 minutes, probably 10, just to go through security, or more than that. And it was a ton of people rushed. This year, because they did that security back at the front of the gate, no security at the front of the park, and it felt like a breeze. It was just, it was awesome. So they were able to benefit somewhat from that, because you don't have to worry about that when you get to the gates. Now, they can't do that at Disney World, because obviously nowhere is connected exclusively to each other like it is at Universal. So unless you did it at the TTC, but you'd still have to do it at the parks. It just wouldn't make any sense. But I do hope that's something that gets implemented into Disney. As much as it will be a pain to go through, I'm not complaining.
Also, no three-day-old sushi.
Yeah, two things, Disney. No sushi and better and more security. There you go. If I ran the park, what would happen? I would put in more security and I'd make sure sushi gets thrown out on time. Feed it to the fish.
So the other Disney thing I did was that morning I went over to Animal Kingdom before I drove to South Florida to spend a couple of days with a friend, and went to just kind of wanted to see what. I knew there's a lot of construction. Things are moving very fast at Animal Kingdom. Interesting enough, the one thing I really noticed is kind of in that new theater set up for the Rivers of Light show, there was a lot of activity by cast members perfecting the theater, I felt. So I feel like we're getting closer.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors out there right now. I don't want to report them because I don't like rumors, but it seems like we're getting closer.
I mean, it looked like there was going to be a show even that night, like maybe after they were going to do a cast member testing or something.
They've been doing that at, is it this week they're doing that at Disney, at Magic Kingdom? The testing thing?
Yeah, that was just for the new
projection
show.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool. You could watch some of the new projection show if you had a hotel room that could see the.
Where'd you stay, Terry? Speaking of hotel rooms.
At the Rosen Shingle Creek.
Ah, I've spent many an hour with Mitt Romney there. It's a story for another day.
Okay.
That's the end of the episode, folks. Thanks for joining us. And
go ahead, Terry.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for that Hanson story. So if you could...
we'll get to the Mitt Romney one another day. It's election episode.
If you could chop, chop.
To quote the great M. Lagasse, chop, chop. Bang. Will's just going to edit this anyway.
Yep.
Bang.
So
bam. Bang. Bang. Diamond Dallas
Bang.
Feel the bam.
Bam!
Feel the bam.
Bang! I want a DDP as a celebrity chef. Greatest thing ever. All healthy food. Go ahead, Terry. Ain't your mama's yoga.
It could happen.
Oh, if we want it to happen, Will can call him. It could happen.
Willie!
Will spent a few hours with Dallas Page at the Rose and Shingle Creek.
You know.
No, at a jiu-jitsu gym here in Nashville. Moving on.
How did Mitt Romney and DDP...
Shingle Creek.
We asked
Rose and Shingle Creek. I spent a few hours with Mitt Romney at the Rose and Shingle Creek. Moving on. Go ahead.
All right.
And the ambassador to Israel. Moving on.
So, went back to Epcot. I had a meeting with a coaching client and did that. And then I wanted to kind of see a few things that I had never seen. The Chase Visa Lounge, which is above... the American Pavilion, which was really cool. Listen, there's a parlor that's kind of above that, and I've never seen that.
I have actually been in that one.
That was, I mean, it was pretty cool. I mean, it was fine. Just like some tables out there, and there was some
How'd it compare to the DVC Lounge?
The DVC Lounge, the view because of the Imagination Pavilion is just really, really cool.
It's so much newer also.
And it's newer. This felt like we're going to put out like some banquet tables in Grandma's attic. Which is,
but you get to go up top to the rotunda area. It's cool up there.
I didn't get to go that far.
I thought you get to go up. No,
maybe I did, and I missed it.
You didn't look over the rail. Just like, look, there's a nice view.
Oh yeah, like down to like see that. Yeah, that was cool. I thought there was like
you can do weddings up there. Is the reason I know that, because they showed us that as a wedding, as a venue location or a party. But
everyone has.
I'm not that patriotic.
1700s garb.
It really was like you have to have a really specific wedding for that to like. Feel cool.
We have a buddy that would love that.
I have lots of buddies that would love it, but not me. That's why we did the old great movie ride.
So went over. Obviously, I was in the American Pavilion with. I was hoping to get the Chase Visa priority seats for one of the evening's Hanson shows.
Yeah.
That theater has gone off the rails. Disney has literally monetized every inch of that thing. Where trying to see anything there, if you don't pay for a dining package, is like playing in traffic on the interstate. I mean, I was there well before showtime and kind of did the old, let's just walk around and see if we can find a seat. And I literally left, came back. They were holding hundreds of seats that never filled for people who maybe have paid for a dining package and didn't show up or something.
Yeah.
I really thought
with Chase, you did get to go straight to the front.
No, they were out of those. And so... Maybe
the Hanson fans came out in droves.
Yeah,
that is sort of the weird thing with some of these bands is they book a lot of 90s acts and 80s acts that have walk-up followings, I'd say.
Right.
Like, okay, but Hanson, one of those bands who has those people show up for every show.
Every show, and they kind of encourage people to do that from the stage.
Yeah.
We stood there and watched a few songs. Oh, man, I hope they expand that theater or something because it's...
Hard to.
But they do so many things there now. Before, it was just like they did the food and wine shows.
Yeah, and Christmas.
And Christmas. So now they've got Christmas, they've got the cover bands in the winter, and they've got the flower and garden, the flower power concert series. So it's almost...
Always something. And then there's always random bands happening.
Three-fourths of the year, it's in use. I don't know if they can move it forward or put something on the side, or even just video, like where you can like stand from a distance and see the stage. If they would even just do that. It was just... I was really looking forward. You have had the privilege of working with Hanson, you know, and
good people.
They're good. I was kind of wanting to kind of like experience a thing.
And they're a great live band too.
Yeah, they're fantastic. But it was just there was no way to enjoy the experience.
Too bad.
And so I was bummed because you know it's like the only way you can enjoy this experience is if you pay. You know, I don't imagine someone who had paid full 1 day park admission and that was like their thing they wanted to do. It felt bad. I felt bad for those people.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't... Disney needs to figure that out. I did get...
And that was on a random day. It wasn't on a weekend or anything.
It was Sunday night.
Yeah.
But I mean, the park was...
So it was on a weekend.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But not a random day.
Sorry.
But it was... The park was... If we were using touring plans number, I bet you the park attendance was maybe a 3 or 4.
Yeah.
It was pretty light that night.
Like wait times were low.
No, yeah, wait times were low. And got to have a few more... menu items. I went and finally had that bourbon Coke that Will had told me about in the American Pavilion since I was there.
What'd you think?
It was fantastic with some Buffalo Trace. It was really good.
Our good friends over at Buffalo Trace.
And I tried some of the beef tips in Africa. And mainly that was the only couple things I tried in Food and Wine that night. Had dinner at
beef
the...
Beef tips and...
had dinner with our buddy David Dollar
and
at the Tangerine Cafe.
Dinner with David Dollar at the Tangerine Cafe. The Tangier.
Tangier.
Green Cafe.
Tangierine.
Tangerine Cafe.
Whatever. Morocco.
Yes.
Morocco quick service.
I love it. It's my favorite quick service.
Yep. Fantastic. David didn't love it, but...
Well, sorry, David. You have the luxury of eating with David Dollar.
It was fun.
Did he pay? Because it's the dollar.
No, he did not pay.
Quick service! If I had a name like that...
You just make it rain.
Yes, okay. Moving on.
But so the one other thing I wanted to do that night was to do Frozen Ever After, which I had never done.
Did you yell quick service a second ago?
I did.
Quick service! I don't know why. It just like took me a second. Go ahead. It's my favorite thing ever. I want a shirt that says quick service.
Okay. Throwing money. Uh-huh. Throwing dollars.
So if you're an artist and you want to make a caricature of Logan throwing money.
Why me? No, Will. I didn't say quick service. Will yelled quick service. Or David Dollar, really. But Actually, Terry. Let's have we do a caricature of Terry
throwing money, yelling quick service.
Whoever you want. You actually get to pick.
Or the three of us.
Or the three of us.
No.
As the Beastie Boys. With
one. Why is it the Beastie Boys?
I don't know. So the other thing that I wanted to do that I hadn't done since I did Soarin' the other night is I wanted to finally do Frozen Ever After. So I decided to do Close the Park plan. Walked up at about 10 minutes till, saw 90 minutes on the sign and went, oh man, really? So I was like, I'm just going to just go in the queue, walk around the queue and see what's really up.
Yeah.
90 minutes was a total lie. At 8:47, I got in line. At 9:06, I was on the ride. I specifically wrote that down because it was like...
It's like 13 minutes.
Yeah, just super fast. Walk, you know, got through, got on the ride. And the ride was okay. The technology was... what Imagineering did was great. There was more Olaf than I was expecting, which was a happy thing. It was still glitchy when we were going up the ramp. Like, the music stopped midway through. And I was just like, oh, great. The whole ride's going to not work.
Yeah.
But it worked okay, as best as it could.
I want you to square two things that you just said. You said it was okay, and the tech was okay, but what Imagineering did was great. Explain that, because those are two different things.
Like, the ride itself, the fact that there's a Frozen ride there now, I'm okay. I mean, I don't love it. I don't necessarily hate it. It probably won't be something I'll put in my fast pass list. Leslie, I'll probably make sure she gets to do it one time. It probably won't be something I regularly do. It was cool. The projection on their faces, that was brilliant. I mean, the technology that was used from the Imagineering perspective was awesome. I just didn't love that it was Frozen. I mean,
I'm back to the level of like kind of what Lynn says. Just it doesn't seem like they did that much.
And I'm still at the level of, it's my favorite children's dark ride.
Well, because, Logan, you don't like good things.
Well, I'd say maybe Small World above it, but other than that, I don't really... Of a movie-based, what's better? I mean, really, what's better? I mean,
Mr. Toad's.
Mr. Toad doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist. Winnie the Pooh's better.
Disagree. I like Winnie the Pooh a lot. I know you'd say Peter Pan, I'm sure.
Peter Pan, disagree. I like better.
I think Peter Pan's a great ride, but...
See, to me, there wasn't that much going on in Frozen. I think it was just fine.
I think the one thing that it did, which was kind of surprising, I felt like there wasn't a crazy story that I got into. Like, it was just kind of like, here's a little scene and here's a scene and we're gonna let it go. And then there was some more just random, like, it felt like the let it go was the big finale, and then there was some more like random stuff.
So isn't that though?
Well, it was a story.
I'm mainly talking about like the technology. Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that I think.
I saw a pretty linear story that was all about, because it's essentially a sequel.
Right. It's hard to go into something like that.
You also don't like the movie.
I don't love the movie.
And the movie to me is one of the greatest.
I love Olaf, but I think Elsa's annoying. I prefer Anna over the two. But the whole movie, starting with
it's Anna, so she would not like that first. Anna and Elsa. Anna. This is actually a pet peeve of mine. How many times you say Anna and Elsa, it drives me out of my mind.
I'm sorry. It's Anna.
Anna and Elsa. That'd be like me saying, Dumby, you flying elephant.
Dumby.
I hope we...
Dumby.
Dumbo. That'd be like me saying Dumbo.
No, it'd be like...
Dumbo.
Yeah, Dumbo would be better than Dumby. At least Anna is spelled correctly.
No, there's one less N.
No, my sister's... I thought it was A-N-N-A was Anna.
It's A-N-A.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Didn't actually, know I could that. Be wrong. Yeah, I think you are wrong.
Two N's.
Let's check that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But still, that's what I'm saying is that it's just right. A pronunciation. It's that's a variation on both our technical...
But just shows you don't respect that movie or have seen it.
I've seen the movie.
That was a very delayed reaction. Let's do
multiple times. I think I even own the movie, but I just, it's not my...
It's just torturing yourself?
No, because I like Olaf.
Okay.
We're
just going to get quiet here for a minute, because you just kind of creep me out. The whole thing, that whole segment, including myself. I creep myself out. Dumby.
It's like if I said Dumby.
it's like if I called you Teary. What's gonna happen now?
Turi.
No, Turi, at least that's like an accent. Teary. I'm here with Teary Weavy. Moving on. Great. You hated the ride. That's fine. It's the best.
That's not what I said. I said
he hated the ride, but can't say a bad thing about Imagineering.
I said it was okay. And I said I didn't feel like a story. I felt like the technology in the ride was super cool, and I'm excited to see
it. Except for you said it was glitchy.
Well,
just because glitchy doesn't mean that it doesn't work. It just doesn't mean it's not. It's like Zencastr. It's a great in theory. It just fails every time.
Right. Yes. Great example.
Yes.
Love that analogy.
All right. Moving on.
Whatever.
We're allowed to have our own opinions.
No,
my opinion is it's sad. Anna, not Anna, because that's what it says in the movie. And
that's
it's
not an opinion. That's a fact.
Yeah. And I enjoy the ride. I think it's a quality ride. It's not my favorite ride, but it's my favorite of those kind of rides. I would much rather do that than any other. It's probably my favorite Epcot attraction other than maybe Spaceship Earth. I can't really think of one I like more.
Not really a lot of other attractions. Well, except for Cabo.
Test Track is fine. I like Test Track.
I like the Grand Fiesta Tour.
I like that too. It's one of my favorites.
Much more than Anna and Elsa's bogus journey.
It's just, if it was that, then God, that's my dream ride.
Anna and Elsa with Bill and Ted.
And the Grim Reaper.
You're in a phone booth instead of a boat.
We're going back to Norway.
No. Norway's a place, not a time.
Two princesses. It's the same story.
It is the same story. Iron Maiden.
What else did you do?
Yeah. That was it. That was where I ended.
Well, that's
good.
You ended on that ride. Didn't even come home.
Well, I came home the next morning.
Oh. And so that literally, what, you left the park after that?
Yeah.
Done so.
Because it was closed.
Yeah. You know what? I did one more thing.
No?
I walked out through Boardwalk and got a bus back to where my car was and stopped at the Ample Hills Creamery, which is the new ice cream shop on the Boardwalk.
Oh.
With all homemade ice cream there. It was quite good. It was ample.
You decided to go to the front of the park, take a bus to Boardwalk?
No. I walked out the International Gateway.
There's buses there?
No, I just walked over
to
Boardwalk.
I thought you said you took a bus.
No, he took a bus from Boardwalk to back where his car was.
Oh, I thought your car was at Boardwalk.
No.
Continue.
And so went to Ample Hills, tried that out, tasted a bunch of their flavors, and went with the... I think it was called Aunt Nona's oatmeal. It tasted like an oatmeal cookie that you dipped in.
Raisins involved?
Raisins.
It's Aunt Nona. It's a joke. I have no
that
idea.
Was hysterical.
That was funny.
That was funny. I'll give you that. Whatever. So it tasted like an oatmeal cookie that you had dipped in leftover milk from your Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So it kind of had that.
It's a way to describe it. Some people may gag at that description, but
kind of how that. I had a shake like that at Toothsome's. Very similar,
right?
To that.
Yeah, you did.
It's a very popular taste like that.
It was a good flavor. It was nice. I enjoyed it.
Pearl from the Trader.
Tastes like the pearl and the a virgin pearl with no alcohol, basically.
Here's
except for it's frozen.
My question: you guys got a limit to how many sample spoons you'll get at an ice cream shop?
Two.
Yeah, I'm a twofer.
I think I did four because I wanted to try for the show.
Well,
it was market research.
For the show. Yeah. The show. Best research ever.
Yeah.
Then, okay, what else did you try?
I tried the she shells by the shore. I tried one that was like a...
Say that again.
No, I won't.
And with the right words.
No, they're all... Everything is kind of a play on words. And some of them are like backwards.
Tongue twisters.
Yeah, so I tried that. I tried one of the ones that was like a peanut butter and chocolate deal. And I'll even like the little candies they put in there. I suppose it says homemade. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. It was quite good. I had it in a waffle cone, and that was kind of my walk-off property moment.
So you,
how many scoops?
Just got a small waffle cone.
I don't. Okay.
I think there was two scoops in there.
Two scoops.
You walked there to lose all the calories from Abracadabra.
Avant Nana's.
Walked back and got an ice cream. Just like, you know what? Let's leave it at even.
It was a different day.
Oh, it's a different day. It's true. Still.
But if you balance the day,
yeah,
take the average, divide by two.
Didn't lose, didn't gain. It was good. It was a solid trip.
Ship sailing into the night.
Yeah. All right. And then you came home.
You came home.
All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. I don't know half the words you said, but I look forward to it. Where is it? At Boardwalk? Where at Boardwalk?
She sells.
Like where? Okay, if I walk into the Boardwalk or from the Boardwalk
Hotel.
It's
right next to the ESPN zone on the Boardwalk.
Gotcha. Like, so right near the end.
And then I sat there and watched the Cubs game while I was eating my ice cream.
Good. How was it? Was it crowded at ESPN?
There were some people sitting outside, but it wasn't like insanity.
Football. Because
it was
Monday night. Stuff's always crazy.
It was Monday night football, but it was like the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Lynn is not around this week. He's busy. He's at MIT. I think his alma mater, right? Did he go to MIT?
I don't know where he went, but I do know that he speaks at universities.
Yeah, he's speaking there and doing some programs. Awesome stuff. So he's going to be back next week. I did ask a question. I put out a listener question push for the three of us. I said, if you want the three less smart people on the show to answer questions, we got one. So that person said, fine, a real question. Because the first thing they said of how confident are we answering questions? So what is your favorite time to visit of the year? That's from Joe, as the Joe Flies on Twitter.
I like that name. For me personally, I'm kind of a March kind of guy. I like when it's early spring. It's still a little chilly, but not super cold. And now you got to be careful when it comes to spring break. But like late February, early March.
Yeah, good one. So we got married right there.
Yeah. So it's not as busy. Weather's still nice. And that's pretty much all I've got.
Terry?
We've always enjoyed coming down. It was Festival of the Masters weekend. Which is
the people that don't know what that is.
It was when they used to do an art event with a bunch of Disney artists and then a bunch of like local craftsmen at what used to be called Downtown Disney.
Gotcha. They don't do that anymore.
I don't think they're doing it this year. They haven't done it since construction of Disney Springs. Mm-hmm. There's talk of bringing it back, but the beginning of November, you still have food and wine going on. You have the beginning of Christmas decorations going up. A lot of the main decorations are up, not all of the resorts. So you can kind of get the best of those. And the weather normally is pretty great.
Just to clarify, when was Festival of the Masters?
It was around the second week of November.
Okay, so, I was just making sure that you were talking about the same two times.
Yeah, historically, I used to go the week before Thanksgiving. That's we used to go every year. That's about the same time. Great weather, low crowds. Now, I know it's not like what it used to be with crowds. So I kind of straddle both. I like what Will said, March, staying away from summer or late February. It's when we got married. It was decent crowds. But you do have to worry about Martin Luther King Day and a few other specific holidays that land. So I like to say that or the first week of January even, or the week before Christmas can get a little hectic. But those kind of weeks leading into holidays or leading out of holidays are what you should probably stick to. But for me, more recently, I've gone the first week of January than I have that Thanksgiving week. I usually have more family stuff. Really, if you can start January 2nd, then you're kind of in the clear pretty well for that week because people are getting back home, especially if it lands on the right week. If there's a weekend or something like that.
Well, then they'll throw you off is that when that's when the marathon is.
Oh, that's right. They moved that to then.
They moved that to then. But we were there this year, and the marathon was just getting in.
Yeah.
So as long as, you know, if you can be during the week and not on the weekends,
and I also,
that obviously
yeah.
helps.
And I also don't – I do all the parks and stuff usually when we're there for that long, so – something like a good if you're planning on going back to any other park like a SeaWorld, if you buy a one-day ticket to SeaWorld, typically you get in for the remainder of the year for the same price. It's like an annual pass, essentially. But if you buy it in November, you get it till the end of December. But if you buy January 1st, like I have had many times, you get a full year. Now, I don't go to SeaWorld very often, but if you were, there you go.
Unfortunately, no one else does either.
That's true. Make SeaWorld great again.
I'm in.
So I have to say, I do have to say a shout-out to another podcast and Tom and they did make a shirt that I wanted. If I had saw it politically earlier, I would have gotten it. It said it was it's from WDW News Today, and they said not to be confused with us, which is a very similar name. It's Make the Movie Ride Great Again, and the font I liked it
because it's the great
movie ride.
Movie ride.
It's funny, but I didn't have time to order it before the election, so sorry about that.
Doesn't even matter anymore.
Nope, but we do have a new WDW Today shirt, as well as all our old shirts. We still sell a decent amount of adult web shirts. People are going down. Prepare to go.
I'm going to get like 90s radio drops whenever you say adult web. And
I did just say, I've worn an adult web not to discourage anyone from wearing one in the parks because I love it every time I see a picture of it. But there is that moment where you're like, I feel like a weirdo. Uh-huh. Because you're like, what if these people don't understand what it is? And then will Disney even allow me to wear this?
I'm into adult whips.
Yeah, so... and Tyler, who's in the studio doing video for us this week, which, by the way, we're going to talk about that in a second, just gave a weird look because he doesn't know what we're talking about. You can also get the What Time Is the 3 o'clock shower shirt and the new WDW Today logo tee. I'm going to throw some new stuff up there, too, this week.
Where can you get that again? What's the direct link?
Adultwhip.com. Or just go to WDWtoday.com. You'll see a store link. Go right there to get all the merchandise. Really helps us support us here on WDW Today. That being said, we obviously have a new sponsor, Kingdom Strollers. They're a great company. If you want to get your stroller, you know what to do. Go to kingdomstrollers.com, rent a stroller from them. They also have other stuff, too. They can get you bottles of water. They can get you other things that are kid-related. So it's not just strollers, but I can tell you firsthand, the strollers are top-notch. Top-notch strollers. You don't have to worry about schlepping them through an airport or carrying them in your car, taking up, you know, luggage space in the back of your car. It's a great saver. It's worth the money. Again, that's at kingdomstrollers.com. But we're videotaping this right now using VHS because we're videotaping. Now, we're recording this. We're doing video. As you guys know, we're a film company here. So Tyler, who works with us, he popped in recording. See how this looks. I'm going to send, maybe I'll post a little demo video. One thing we're working on is a subscription program, which I know a lot of you guys go, well, what do you mean a subscription program? Something that'd be monthly fee, and you'll get new content each week exclusively. That could be video of this show each week, new shows that we're going to be putting out every week, really great stuff, and really kind of the reason I want to do this, and hopefully you guys have made it this far into this episode, is you've heard we had a great sponsor for the most of this year, and that's awesome. And Kingdom Strollers, another great sponsor. Kingdom Strollers I have a relationship with where it's very quick. I can say, hey, you guys want to come on for the month? They say, sure. It's awesome. Now, I realize that I spent a lot of my time out there hustling for these, you know, kind of small to mid-level sponsors to come in. And I realized, man, I would rather be spending my time making shows, making better content, creating more things than worrying about, you know, promoting a travel agency or promoting someone else, which is awesome. I don't mind that. If you are one of those, I'm happy to hear about it, but it takes up a lot of our time, which I'd rather be spent giving you guys travel advice, talking other things Disney, maybe beyond Disney World. We got a lot of great stuff coming. If you're interested in that, let us know, tweet us, send me a message. I'm going to have a form set up where you guys can come almost like pre-order. It's not going to be expensive, maybe a couple different tiers, and how you can get involved in sort of a special club and service just here for WDW Today. Help us keep going without having to be dependent and reliant on sponsors. I'd rather be dependent and reliant on you, the listener, because we know there's tens of thousands of you that listen each week. And for just a couple bucks, we can create more content for you guys and don't have to worry about that. So hopefully you guys want to jump on board with us. We appreciate you joining us this year on WDW Today. It's been a blast. Can't wait to share more. Lynn will be back next week. And again, check us out at WDWtoday.com. And that's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
And special thanks to Off Kilter, the greatest band in podcasting. And we'll talk to you on the next show. Again.